ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
At Famous Footwear, giving shoes as a gift this holiday is more than just finding the right fit. It's personal.
Hi, I'm looking for my teen who loves every color of the rainbow, as long as it's black.
Ah, a budding early 90s grunge star. I'm going to go with Doc Martens.
And my husband, who only cries during sports movies.
I like it. A man who's in touch with his emotions. How about Nike court sneakers?
Ooh, how about for my preschooler who draws on everything but paper?
Ooh, Crocs loaded with gibbets. Famous brands for the whole family. Stop by or visit famous.com.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
We welcome you back in here at halftime in Branson. Bombers trail 52-11. It's time for the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show. We'll check some stats here. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Check some quick stats for you. Luke Proctor with 5 points. Dodge Harris, a pair of threes. He's got six. That's all the points for the Bombers. Jalen Carter with 5. Demetrius Sharp with 6. Easton Hurley with a layup. Cade Robinson with 8. Charter Harris with 2. Zach Pennington with 5. And Ty Robinson with 20 points for this high-powered Lake Hamilton offense. Bombers trail 52-11 currently. Again, Lake Hamilton called throughout the state one of the better teams in the state and the state championship contender, of course. Please be joined here at halftime by Lady Bomber head coach Del Leonard. Coach, what do you know?
I know that's probably one of the better high school boys teams I've seen in a while.
Yeah, they've hit, by my count, 11 threes in a first half. That's usually a good week for some teams.
Yeah, coaching golf, we had our state tournament down at Hot Springs, and I rode around the golf cart with Coach Pennington for a while. And, you know, first of all, he's a pretty good guy. And I know he's grinding. He's a lot like Coach Fulcher. He just worked his tail off. And,
yeah.
You know, and this is that one year where all the stars are aligned and, you know, kind of one of those things that you hope that one day that we'll get to experience is that you just have all those pieces. You know, I'm talking about myself and Coach Fulcher. And,
yeah.
But he's one of the good guys, and, you know, they got a pretty talented team, and he said they were talented.
Yeah.
And I kind of see what he's talking about right now.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about your game a little bit, you know, come up with a tough loss, 47-33. You know, you hung with them. You took their punches. It just looked like, you know, your legs caught up to you and you ran out a little bit of gas there toward the end. But the score was not indicative of the effort there. I thought your girls played really good.
No, I didn't think the score was a very good indicator of what a great game. I mean,
yeah.
It was a really game. I mean, it was a single-digit game all the way down to the last 4 minutes, I guess, and they hit it. They had a 9-0 run real quick there. And
which they're capable of doing.
Right. And we had some breakdowns that helped. But, you know, I think any time that I've said it and said it and said it, you keep a high school team that's that good and you keep them under 50 points in the 40s there, you really – you're going to have a chance to win. And so what we want to do is continue to improve defensively. I'm super impressed with our kids' effort on defense. Now, with that being said, we made some mistakes. But that's a great film to learn from those mistakes. But what we want to do is just keep improving there, but also really get into and I thought it happened more in the second half tonight, a little bit more of a flow and a little bit more of a chemistry on offense. There's a lot of things that, honestly, because of the process the way it is with, you know, we've got three girls that we heavily rely on that came straight out of volleyball, and then Monica came out of cross country, and you know, that's our that's four in our top eight.
Yeah.
And we have not been able to go 5-on-5 as much as we want until we get a six-man boys team in there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things execution-wise that are going to continue to get better. And one of them is trying to get in the offense, the inbounds plays, the different things that you got to get in. We haven't had a chance to fine-tune a lot of fundamentals, especially with our post players. And we need to be able to spend about 30 or 45 minutes a day just working on not just getting it when you get it down there, what's your go-to move and what's your counter, but also working on our guards being able to feed our post. And we can tell them, and what you're running into right now is, you know, we've been on them and on them about getting the ball inside because, you know, it's everybody. It's not just – it's not the post. It's not the guards. It's just a combination.
Yeah.
And then also the timing part of it. And then sometimes they'll try to force it when they need to reverse it. And just those little things like that. And when we start getting the ball inside to our post players, then the offense will start to open up a little more.
So you got one more game here in the Branson Battle of the Border. You play the host team, Branson Lady Pirates. Can you give us a quick preview on them for tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to be physical. They're big. They have Court Trap out of a 1-3-1. I watched them play Lake Hamilton last night, and just to give you a little bit of a measuring stick of how good they are, Lake Hamilton beat them by 7, and I think that there was a couple of free throws at the buzzer, so it was really a 5-point game.
Yeah.
So that tells me that they're pretty talented, and they have some size, and their guards are really big, strong guards, and they're very aggressive with their trapping. You know, when you're small like we are at the guard spot, you gotta be able to create space, and not just that, but everybody else got to be where you can see them, and you got to be in the right place, so it'll cause us some. We'll see if we've learned from some things, but you know, and also going into the third day of the tournament, we really rely on. You know, our offense needs that perimeter shot, and going into the third day, you hope that our legs are there that we can hit some shots.
You know, hopefully. You finally hit a couple shots today. You know, you shot it very well today. You know, last two games, you know, you've had your ups and downs shooting, but you said you guys work on shooting a lot, and it's starting to go in the hole, hopefully. Hopefully for the rest of the year it does.
Well, you got to work on shooting. I mean, it's kids don't – very rarely will you find that kid that is a gym rat. You just don't see them anymore hardly. And when a majority of your team doesn't do that, you've got to incorporate it in the practice. So we do that, and I've really let Coach Biggs have a lot of rope with that, and he's done a great job. And now we need to get him on one end with the guards and me on one end with the post and rep that out and then bring them together. But you're still going to have off nights shooting.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't have an off night on defense. But I think the way that you take care of those off nights of shooting is you got to have some post production.
Yep.
And you got to get to the free throw line. You got to steal some transition buckets. You got to find that in other areas. And when I say post production, that is not all on the post. That is on all of us, especially me.
Coach, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Cool. This is the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll take a short break, bring in the second half of action, me and Dr. Coleman. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.